The Affordable Care Act is likely in need of a cure. Major insurance companies are leaving Obamacare exchanges. That means a growing number of American counties has just one insurer or maybe even none. Plus, the young, healthy consumers who are so critical to lowering costs are more likely than others to be uninsured. What can be done to fix this? Several experts say a public insurance option needs to be set up in uncompetitive markets. Gail Wilensky, a senior fellow at Project Hope, who advised the first President Bush on health care matters, tells us that a public option is worth exploring if it resembles Medicaid to help keep people from being bounced around between private insurance and government help.
Either we need to see the exchanges settle down by 2017, that will be year number four, or we may need to think about how to introduce some stability, and having a Medicaid managed care plan available might help. It might help reduce the churn between Medicaid and private insurance, and it may assure an option available in those areas, rural and in the South, where they're really down to one, and in at least one county, supposedly none, unless the regulators can convince a regional insurer to come join them.
We don't know if the polls are going to hold or change, but if they hold, and we do have a President Hillary Clinton next year, do you believe she'll find some way to save Obamacare?
I'm sure she will try very hard. And the fact is, we have expanded insurance coverage. And even as someone who has been critical of a number of components of the Affordable Care Act, whatever we think about doing, we don't want to go back to having 16% of the population without insurance coverage. There are other ways to do it. There are ways to fix this program. We can make our choices, but we don't want to lose the expanded coverage we got with the Affordable Care Act. That was important. It remains important. This is a very serious issue, and I feel especially strong as a Republican of saying, whatever else we do, we don't want to go back to those old days when we had as many uninsured as we did. It's compassion and common sense together.
Gail Wilensky is a senior fellow at Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on health care matters.